Love, dating, relationships, what do you do? Love Talks Back. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Love Talks Back.
You're listening to NA.
And I'm MC. And tonight, it's a bit of a fun evening. We're going to be...
What do we have lined up for
us? We're going to be taking a test.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not that fun. Oh,
it's not like an exam. It's not anything boring. This is a test called the License to Date test.
Yep, I'm going to fail.
We're going to see if NA can pass this. Now, I've already done it. We'll give you my results. I'll give you my results after. Yeah, that's right. So basically, we're going to take this test and we're going to see what it's like if we're ready to date. Yeah. I mean, not that we're...
I can tell you my answer now. Not ready to date.
Oh, you're listening to Love Talks Back. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday evening. All right, guys. So, we're going to be taking this license to date. Yep.
She means NA is going to be taking a test to see whether she has a license to date.
Yeah, I've already taken it. I'll tell you, I got 21 out of 24.
Which, beat that.
Which means I passed the test.
I'm so not going to beat that.
It's a very easy test. Now, the way that if you're listening out there at home, you can also take part in this test. All you have to do is go to catholicsingles.com and look under the resources section.
I'm taking a test that's from a website that's called catholicsingles.com.
It's amazing, catholicsingles.com. It's got all the resources you need to... see if you know your life vocation, to see how you can fulfill your life vocation as a single person, all the better. So it's perfect.
It just sounded like an RSVP, but like a Catholic version, like a Catholic match.
No.
Catholic singles online.
Well,
No problems with that, though.
I think it's a little bit like that, but...
There's no problems with that. I know people have met people online, that's Catholics, right. Meeting Catholics.
That's up for another show, I reckon.
Yeah.
Bam. Next show. So it's from also from a website that was called God of Desire, and it's called From Dating to Courtship to Paradise. So obviously, you know, going towards heaven, sort of thing. So whether or not NA has a dating license, so we're gonna go through.
I'll tell you that right now.
Now you must get 18 correct to pass. 18 out of 24 to pass. So let's go. Click here to take the test. All right, number one. So. All these questions, obviously, as well, as I was saying, you can take them at home. You just follow along with us, catholicsingles.com, and head to the resources. So, number one, the source of our sexual desires is A, the devil, B, beer commercials, C, co-ed dorms, D, Britney Spears, or E, God.
Oh, it's a tough one. I have to say E,
okay.
God.
E, God. I'm going to mark that.
Did I get it right?
I can't tell you. I have to figure out all the way to the end. Number two, the ultimate purpose of our sexual desires is A, to provide content for beer commercials, B, procreation, C, the bonding of husband and wife, D, to draw us closer to God, or E, to cause men to lust and women to feel self-conscious.
So that's hard because there's two very possible answers there. So
there's only one. Only one.
Tossing up. I'm tossing up between the beer commercial, of course. No. Okay. So between procreation and bonding between a husband and a wife.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to go with procreation.
Right.
Because I think the bonding of a husband and wife is just the extra benefit that we get.
Okay. Cool.
But I don't know, I could be wrong. Oh my goodness.
You're listening to Love Talks Back.
Call us on 8005-1530
or send an email to askus@lovetalksback.com. Number three. The ultimate purpose of dating is A, to lead to courtship, B, to lead to marriage, C, to cause worry, frenzy, and heartbreak, D, to draw us closer to God, and E, I don't know, I can't get a date.
I think the ultimate purpose of dating is for us to suss out whether this is the person that we're going to get married to.
Okay.
And marriage is something that brings us closer to God. So,
mm-hmm. So
is
your
it
answer?
The end, or are they looking for the end, or are they looking
the ultimate
for
the purpose? So yes,
the ultimate purpose.
Ultimate.
Okay, I'll say to bring us closer to God.
Okay, so date.
Although I think dating is most likely the leads to heartbreak, and it's more. That's more the outcome.
All right, number four. All romantic relationships should begin with A, quarterback meeting cheerleader. B, love at first sight. C, brother-sister relationships. D, dating each other's best friends. And E, lots of kissing and slow dancing.
Oh, kissing and slow dancing. I'm joking.
I think, just to put it in perspective, I'm not giving away the answer, but brother-sister relationships, it means more brother-sister in Christ. That's what they're trying to get at.
Okay, so let's go with that one.
Okay.
Because I think the ultimate is that you're meant to be married to your best friend anyway.
Yeah.
But that's why
okay.
it's a little confusing. Yep. You know what? These are trick questions. It's not even like a proper test.
All right. Number five. Now, just on that topic, it is an actual test, but it is meant to be funny. That's what the thing at the beginning says. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to be a bit of a laugh, but it's also meant to seriously figure out whether or not you're ready. Number five. Serial monogamy is A, good with milk for breakfast. B, like polygamy except different. C, pretending to be committed to a series of people. D, A, good protection against psoriasis and other contagious diseases. Or E, a healthy lifestyle of dating only one person at a time.
E.
E?
Six. I had to think about monogamy and then polygamy, and then I was like, which one's which? I always get confused.
Mono, one. Six, women are more prone to sentimentality because A, it helps them put up with their husbands and boyfriends. B, they cry more at movies. C, they cry more on Oprah. D, they cry more at weddings. E, they cry more. F, they have deeper and richer emotional and psychological lives than men do.
F,
okay.
But they also cry more, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Seven, men are more prone to sensuality because A, it helps them not to be so analytical all the time. B, of beer commercials. C, of beer. D, of head injuries injured.
Yes.
Of head injuries incurred playing
that
football,
one.
Rugby,
dropped
and hockey.
On their head as a baby.
E, of the Victoria's Secret catalogue. And F, men respond more quickly to the surface impressions of the senses.
F. Am I winning?
F. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. We've got a few more questions. Women whose friends are all men, A, are smart to avoid the cattiness of other women. B, are probably tomboys who like sports and other guys' stuff. C, make excellent girlfriends, wives, and CIA agents. D, must learn to be friends with women before they're ready for true courtship. Or E, will rip a guy's heart out and put it the blender with soy milk and or yogurt. That's what it says on the website.
Now, I'm going to say that they need to become friends with women before they get ready.
Okay.
And I know this answer for fact because this is my life story. All my friends are guys.
Oh, well.
Except
not
you're
all.
Not, yeah, you're
Am
my
I,
friend.
I'm not a guy.
I sometimes wonder. No, I'm joking.
Oh. No,
it's not true. I have quite a few female friends, but I know... Like, some people that I'm very close to are guys, and
okay.
it'd be problematic when I'm getting married and I don't have any bridesmaids, and they're all...
Yeah, that's true. I think, what is it, the book of Jason and Christelina Evert...
You know your bridesmaids before you know your groom.
Yeah, your groom.
I know.
Very
Working
good
on
advice.
It. Working on it.
Number nine. Last one before our break. Number nine. You can tell if a man can be trusted by A, watching how his friends treat women, B, finding out what sort of women he's dated recently... C, discerning whether his life is grounded in peace. Or D, wondering how he treats busboys, waiters, the poor, and the other overlooked people. Or E, all of the above.
Let's go E.
E.
Busboys and everything, okay. You have your off days, but I think really liked that answer about how his friends treat women. It reminds me of that quote, the company that you keep on earth is the company that you'll keep in heaven.
Oh.
It's a very good quote. And it's very true, I think. And I really like the way that his friends treat women.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's do one more before the break, even though I was going to do the break before. 10. A man should be looking to court a woman who, A, knows how to curtsy in that nice old-fashioned way. B is equally comfortable and charming in grungy gardening clothes or a fancy formal gown. C exhibits the quality of daughter, sister, and mother in her relationships in her family and church community. D has not recently dated any of his friends, and at least not that he's aware of. And he has not dated any of her friends, at least not that she's aware of.
Number C.
E.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, there's more. E, he has an attractive mother, because that way he knows that she'll still be attractive when she gets older too. F, whenever he wears a new sweater, she compliments it and rubs the fabric right against his tricep muscles. G acts like she's really glad to see him whenever they meet, but usually doesn't return his calls for about 4 days and then agrees to go out with him. But she says she won't have time until next month after next.
Playing or hard to get.
H is too bright and pretty and talented and sought after for a guy like him to really have a chance at, and is probably only agreeing to go out with him out of pity.
I still stick with my original answer, which was C.
Okay, C. All right. So we're going to come back after the break and see if NA can pass this
test. It's winning. I'm winning.
Are you winning?
I'm winning. I don't know. Hopefully I'm winning. What happens if I beat you? Do I win something?
You win a date.
Oh, I don't want to win a date.
Why? That's the whole point of the license to date.
I don't want to win a date.
When you get a car license. Look, when you get a license to drive, don't you want to just go and
drive
straight
away? Is my date with Zac Efron?
Well, we'll try and arrange that.
If it is, I might consider. No, you know what? I wouldn't even consider a date with Zac Efron.
He might be 17 too old, you know.
No, he just wears too much. He wears more makeup than I do.
Oh. Okay.
Actually, I don't wear makeup, so
maybe obviously he does wear more makeup than you do.
Anyone will wear more makeup than me.
Cradio.org.au, where love talks back.
It does.
Love tip 101.
The boy should chase the girl. Girls don't chase. Just play hard to get.
Okay, so we came up to number 10. Now we're number 11, NA. So let's see if we can get this. You should only marry someone if A, you desire each other physically. B, you are attracted to each other's spirits. C, you are excited by each other's minds. Or D, you long to be close, really, really close in every way. Or E, all of the above.
What was A again?
Is that enough? A, you desire each other physically.
Okay, let's get all of the above.
All of the above. Number 12. It's okay for a woman to ask a man out if A, he doesn't seem to get the signals she's sending. B, she plans to pick up the tab at dinner. C, she likes holding the door for men. D, she wants a man who will wear her ring and take her name. E, she wants to stand at the altar and watch him walk down the aisle as the choir sings, "Here comes the groom," and walks and everyone weeps over his beauty. Or F, it's rarely a good idea for a woman to ask a man out.
It's rarely a good idea. And I know this because we've talked about this before, MC.
Yes, we have. We have.
So, way ahead of everyone.
Number 13. The best way for a woman to tell a guy she's not interested when he asks her on a date is A, just tell him she's too busy and doesn't have the time to do that at this point in time. B, laugh and kick him in the shin and pour green slime on his head. C, say yes, then make the date, then break it, then change it, then break it, then never take any of his calls again and move to another city. D, say maybe then when he calls, come up with excuses to postpone it as long as possible and hope he turns into a frog or something soon and just hops away. E, say yes and hope he means just as friends and go out with him and somehow try to bear the distaste and unpleasantness of being with him. Or F, thank him nicely and tell him right up front and quite simply that she doesn't think that it's a good idea.
I like the frog one.
The frog one?
No, the F.
I have read, though, Dave Sloan does induce things about frogs. We should have frog radars, frog detectors, so that we know that somebody is not our prince, that we know that they are frog, and then we just move away and don't go there. That's what we...
But apparently. Isn't the whole idea of the frog is that you kiss them and they become...
The prince. Yes, but we don't want to go around just kissing frogs and then turn into princes.
It's
do
good
we?
Point.
Yeah. How ugly would that frog be? On your... Okay, 14. The best way for a guy to let a girl know when he is attracted to her and wants to date her is... A.
How you doing? He says that.
How you doing? A. To write a note to her best friend in social studies class and get her to pass it over. B. To pull her pigtail and then run away. C. Tell her he thinks she's lovely and ask her if he can ask her out and treat her to lunch or coffee sometime. D. Date 3 or 4 of her friends and hope she gets jealous and gets interested. Or E. Pretend he just wants to be friends as a way to spend time near her.
The one where it's upfront about everything.
C. 15. It's time to advance from dating to serious courtship when A. We know each other's middle names. B. Why not just start with serious courtship? C. We're sure that our feelings for each other are really authentic. D. His last girlfriend and her last boyfriend finally stop calling and showing up and stalking and begging and threatening suicide and murder. E. We really know each other well enough to make an honest commitment to exclusive dating and formal courtship. Or F. We've seen each other naked.
Ooh, hello.
That's pretty
intense. Wasn't expecting that one. I'm going to answer with E.
E. Okay, thank you, love. 16. It's time to get engaged when A. We're positive that our feelings for each other are truly authentic. B. We need a way to rationalize having sex together. C. We're pregnant. D. Gosh darn, we're just so intoxicated on the intensity of emotion in this new relationship that we don't know what else to do. E. We know each other so well that we are assured that our desires for one another in mind, body, and spirit are deep and strong and true and are drawing us closer to God and to our fellow Christians. F. We can't stop having sex together, so we better get married to legitimize it.
E.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what I think after I finish the test, because I don't want to speak too soon and say, this test was so easy, and then, like, come up failing.
17. We should tell each other our deepest secrets when... A. When hell freezes over. B. When we're cutting the wedding cake. C. When it's too late to return the wedding presents. D. After a long, patient dating period and before committing to formal courtship. E. When we can't afford to pay the blackmail anymore. Before getting engaged. F.
D.
Okay. Going in D. Locking in. 18. A three-quarter cuddle with a semi-snuggle. A. Could seamlessly segue into a full frontal snuggle huddle. B. Is not acceptable on first dates unless dinner was very expensive. C.
Before you continue, what type of snuggle? Like, what type was it?
A three-quarter cuddle with a semi-snuggle.
What's a three-quarter cuddle with a semi-snuggle?
Basically, it's just a hug that is not an A-frame, but more of a, you know, a leaning, as the movie While You Were Sleeping, leaning. It's basically just about, like, being a bit full-on. Being a bit, hey, how you going? Right in your face.
Right in your face. Snuggle.
Right in your face on your body. That's what it's all about.
Your face is just priceless. Just then you're like, on your body. Okay.
A three-quarter cuddle with a semi-snuggle.
Okay, that's good. It's usually not contagious. Okay. However, I probably got that wrong because it's like...
19. When dating more than one person at a time...
Oh, I think I got that wrong.
A. Don't do it at exactly the same time. B. Try to keep the people you're dating from all being in the same place together where they might talk about it and make everyone feel awkward. C. Be sure to be fair and spend the same amount of time, including phone calls, with each person until you've made up your mind which one to begin a formal courtship with. D. Christians can't date more than one person at a time. That's Mormons. E. Be honest about it well before there's any possible impression of serious commitment. F. Be sure to remember everyone's name correctly, even if you have to take Polaroid pictures and write their names on them.
E.
E. Okay. Front. 20. The guideline for knowing how far is too far is A. Holding hands during dating and kissing during courtship. B. If it's fun, don't do it. C. If it might make her dad shoot you, don't do it. D. If it might make you invited onto Jerry Springer, don't do it. E. Just don't do it. F. Pray constantly and take God into your snuggle huddles. After all, he is the God of desire, and he is the only one who can make desire holy.
F.
Mm-hmm.
Take God into your snuggles. Oh, it's a little cute snuggles with Jesus.
You have four more questions and then we'll see your answers. 21. A woman is ready to date when A. She's tired of partying all the time and doesn't like dancing to the music that they play in clubs these days, so she figures she may as well settle down. B. All of her friends are married and she's lonely on weekends. C. Tickets to the new Madonna tour are $275 each and she'd really like someone to take her. D. She can be comfortable going out with a guy as his sister in Christ while remaining open to whatever God might have in mind for the relationship. Or E. It's been at least 6 months since her last serious relationship.
The one before E.
D. And number 22. A man is ready to date when A. He saved up enough money to pay for an expensive dinner. B. He's figured out how to play the game, talk the talk, get the digits, close the deal. C. He's really tired of hanging out with the guys at the sports bar on Saturday nights. D. He can tell a gal that he would like to get to know her as a sister in Christ and possibly more, and he is not devastated if she is interested in being brother and sister in Christ, but not in the possibly more part. E. His friends will think he is a loser if he doesn't manage to get a date one of these days. Or F. He's really sure that marriage is what he wants in life. A, B, C, D, E, F. D. Lock it in.
Lock it in, Eddie. Emmy.
23. After prioritizing God, a woman's job in courtship is to A. Not be afraid to be beautiful. B. Feminine and wear something nice. B. Make a guy work to earn the right to court her. C. Dole out the treasures, her heart, her emotional and physical intimacy very slowly. D. Remember the woman is uniquely God's partner in creating and nurturing life and deserves to be recognized for all her glory and splendor. E. Realize how hard this is for guys and be very honest, very gentle, and very careful with his heart. Or F. All of the above.
Let's go all of the above.
Okay. And number 24. After prioritizing God, a man's job in courtship is to A. Earn her trust and earn the right to be near her. B. Let her know she is treasured without putting pressure on her in any way. C. Let her know exactly where she stands at every step of the way. Remember that woman is uniquely God's partner in creating and nurturing life and deserves to be recognized for all her glory and splendor. E. Realize how hard this is for gals and be very honest, very gentle, and careful with her heart. Or F. All of the above.
All of the above.
All right. That's all the questions. Done.
Did I win?
Well, we're going to find
out. Did I win?
We're going to find out after the break if NA has passed the license to date test. Will she get her license to date test? We'll find out after this break. And you're listening to Love Talks Back. You're listening to Love Talks Back.
Call us on 8005-1530.
Or send an email to askus@lovetalksback.com. Okay, so welcome back to Love Talks Back.
I lost.
Oh, no, we don't know yet. I haven't revealed the
answer. No, she hasn't. It's annoying. But okay. Apparently I did get a couple wrong, so.
Yes, so.
We'll find out.
I'm going to scroll down and double check. What did you do? You got 21 out of 24.
Yeah!
And hey, you're.
We tied.
You got a date.
We tied.
Oh, wait, does that mean that you don't go on a date because didn't beat me?
I don't know.
That was the bet.
I don't know, but we're both winners.
That's right, we are.
I always used to think that's such a cop out when you were little and people like, we're all winners. Like, no, no, there's only one winner.
The win-win situation. Okay, so let's go through the questions. Question one you got right was E, was God. Okay,
why don't we just go through all the...
Yeah, the ones that you
got
so
wrong.
So question two, the question was, the ultimate purpose of our sexual desires is... And you said B, procreation. The answer was D, to draw us closer to God.
All right. I see.
Number five, serial monogamy is, and you said it was, you said it was E, a healthy, oh no, I accidentally did the wrong, wait, I'm confused. Serial monogamy is a healthy lifestyle of dating only one person at a time. Yep, okay, so that was your answer. The real answer was C, pretending to be in a committed to a series of people.
What?
Most people in our society claim that sex is fine in so-called committed relationships. Also, no one ever tells the truth about what is and is not.
What is serial monogamy?
Serial monogamy.
I think this is where I got it wrong, because I didn't know what serial monogamy
was. Serial monogamy means that you are serial, so you're doing it all the time. So sort of like a serial number, serial killer, serial. Yep. It happens all the time. So serial monogamy means that you are always with somebody, but it's not a committed relationship. This is where it's where we're confused. It's not about what is serious monogamy. It's serial monogamy.
Okay.
So the act of being monogamous in serial numbers. That's cool. At least you've still passed.
That's all right.
That's right. Okay. And there was a couple more. Just to let others know as well, to let you at home know, I got 21 out of 24, so we are tied. It's one of those tests where you can get things wrong, but seriously, it is pretty easy. If you know your things, if you know your stuff, it's pretty easy.
So I've got one more wrong, didn't I?
Yep. So number 18, your answer was E for the question, a three-quarter cuddle with a sebi snuggle. And I knew what this one was.
I had difficulties with this one.
The correct answer was A, could seamlessly segue into full frontal snuggle huddle. So the question basically was, when you are in a sort of a hug that can turn into something that's a bit more than a hug, that's basically what it was saying.
I don't know what that type of I got stuck on the type of hug it was. I was like, what is that?
I'll read you the explanation. Passionate embraces are mystically complex beyond anything any rules could regulate or words could define. We must seek true purity of heart and take the Lord into all our embraces. Only then can we be close in the way we truly called to be, without fear and without with the God of desire, using our passion to lift us up to paradise. So that's it. Actually, you got everything else really on the ball. You smashed that test. You were gonna get your license to date. We're gonna show it on the show.
I don't want my license to date.
Why not? It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it will be great.
But
when I'm ready.
Yes. I think that's one of the things we were discussing.
I think it's funny because I was telling one of my friends that I don't think I'm ready to start dating.
Yep.
And they were like, but you know what? Because you're so mature in and attuned to the fact that you don't think that you are, probably means that you are. So I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the test, I passed it with flying colours. But I think at the same time, you know, you can pass a test of all sorts. Some people cheat when they do tests. You know, some people do it and just know it off the back of their head, but it hasn't really sunk in. So I think it's really different when you put it into practice. I think the theory, we can all know it and we can all, you know, tick the right answers. But if we...
when it comes down to
when it comes down to the reality of the situation, you know, can we actually uphold that if we're in a serious commitment, a serious relationship, can we actually say, oh, I look at you, my brother in Christ, and I do have this amazing faith and trust in God that if this doesn't work out, that we can still be friends, that we can still have that relationship and that closeness. It's really difficult. It's very, very difficult to have exactly all those answers right when you're playing in the dating scene. But that was a license to date test, and I mean it's a lot of fun that's one of the reasons why you want to take the test. But obviously it's also about learning about the Catholic faith and learning about our place and our role as singles and what it means if we're discerning our vocation to marriage and how we go about that in the way that God has always intended.
Yeah, it's very, I can't stop thinking about what you were saying when you were talking about how we may know all the theory in the world, but until we put it into practice, it's very hard. And quite frankly, it is hard. And I think we'll surprise ourselves when you think, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done that, or, you know, don't beat yourself up.
Mm.
pick yourself up.
Yeah, that's right. And also embrace your single life. Like, if you've taken this test and you feel like you're not ready to date, even
stand trancing Beyonce.
And go out and enjoy your single life, because it's the only time that you have. You know, it's a time where you can fill it with spiritual life. Your prayer life can blossom, can, you know, bloom in this time. You can meet so many awesome people and have really good, solid relationships with people. And that in itself is going to help you. And, you know, it's the experience that you get with other people, other relationships that you have, that will help you in the long run in a serious commitment if you are called to marriage.
Yeah.
Take the test, guys. Do it anytime you want.
At least you'll know three answers. Oh, they'll know all the answers.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
No. Don't cheat when you take the test.
That's right. Because then you won't really be ready to date.
Cheater.
I'm MC.
I'm NA. And that's about it.